Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today, I have the fabulous Sandra Delgado-Quist with me, originally a professional in finance and now a well-established homeopath and Reiki specialist. Now, I am most curious to your story, but first of all, welcome, Sandra. And can you start with a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Thank you, Julie, so very much for hosting me. I'm Sandra, and I'm actually American and married to a Dutchman. So we live in the Netherlands and have a wonderful teenage son. I made a career change and became a homeopath, and I teach Reiki, and also I'm a Reiki practitioner. So why I do what I do is because actually I feel like if you could help at least one person, you know, come out of pain or whatever they're experiencing that's not good for them, whether sometimes it's irritability or emotional distress or whatever it is. But if you could help the one person, you kind of help all of their circle, you know, like the family and the friends, everybody around them. So I kind of, and my mission is like trying to help contribute to a better world, like one person at a time with homeopathy or with Reiki or however I can help. Sounds a bit cliche, but I think it's, I mean, I've seen it happen with people instantly change when they're no longer in pain. So that's sort of my mission.
Well, it's a very worthy one. And I mean, I'm going to ask you about your story at some point. I can imagine it's one that you discovered and that you then, you know, want to share this with other people. But we will get back to that, to how a professional in finance ends up, you know, as a homeopath and Reiki specialist. But to the topic of today, and I loved your title, you know, what the heck is homeopathy and what can it do for us? I mean, most of us vaguely know or think we know what it is. So I am absolutely delighted to have a specialist with us today. So Sandra, tell us, you know, what exactly is homeopathy and how does it work?
So it's a bit complicated. I think that's why most people, they're just confused about how it works. But actually, it's been around. It's a system of medicine, of natural medicine, that's been around for like 200 or 300 years already. It was developed by a medical doctor who was practicing medicine at that time, where they were actually having those really harsh methods like the bloodletting and the leeches. Right. And they were really kind of, so he became disillusioned with the medical system because he couldn't help his own family get better. And he started translating, but then he ran into this manuscript that he was translating from Hippocrates. It was an ancient manuscript, father of modern medicine. So he had read that there was two ways to heal. And the first way, which is what modern medicine is based on, is to go against. So it's like if you've got inflammation, you get an anti-inflammatory.
Right, you do the opposite, basically.
Exactly. So the other way to heal is actually with the similars. So you would look at what the body is doing. Actually, it's based on the idea that your body can heal itself. And so these symptoms are basically little signals from the body that say, oh, you know, I'm trying to rebalance myself and I'm trying to clear out this stuff. You know, like when you get a fever, the body is actually burning, trying to burn the virus or trying to burn, you know, the bacteria, whatever it is that's causing the fever. So your body is trying to readjust itself. And, you know, we see that our body does it on a daily basis. When you know, you run into viruses and not everybody gets sick because you're able to find them off, you know, or you bump your head or something and, you know, naturally you get a bruise and eventually it heals. So your body can heal itself. So homeopathy actually is based on the idea of like cures like. So we are actually looking at your body and what it's doing. How is it experiencing a disease? And is it like on the emotional part? How are you managing through it? Or the physical part mostly is, you know, what people are coming for pain or what have you. But actually, I can give you a really simple example. So if you take allium sepa, which is actually a remedy made from the common onion, the red onion.
Okay.
So if you take the onion and you cut it, and then sometimes you get like watery eyes.
Yes.
Sometimes they're also like, you know, the discharges are kind of burning, and sometimes they actually affect your nose. So
yes,
the common cold or hay fever. So this remedy is actually good for those watery symptoms. The cold.
My idea of homeopathy is it's tiny little tablets, right? That you have to take over a longer period of time. It's more the idea so that you're building up over a certain amount of time. So taking a component, which is actually the same sort of component, which is affecting you.
So yes, it is exactly that. Like you're trying to, you know, I'm looking at what your body is doing and trying to find a remedy in nature that's also produces the same symptoms in you. So basically what I'm trying to do is I'm recognizing that your body's trying to balance it via these symptoms. That's what the body's doing to balance itself. And I'm saying, oh, there's a signal for me. There's a signal leading me to the right remedy. And then the whole idea with homeopathy, though, is not that you should be taking them all the time. It's like you need that one stimulus to get your body that little, you know, your body's right.
So it's basically making it fight, right? Is it making it fight? Is it making it develop its natural then resistance, but it's not actually doing it enough, or it's not producing enough of the natural thing that it has in it to cure? So we're giving it a bit of a helping hand with a similar thing, and only from nature, right?
Yes, everything you can see in the environment, like, you know, plants, minerals, animals, anything in nature, we can make. There's a lot of remedies actually, but they're all natural substances.
Okay. So this man, the person you were talking about who based himself on one of the texts of Hippocrates, what nationality was he? I'm curious.
Actually, he was German.
He was German. Okay.
Yes. Samuel Hahnemann was his name. I mean, he's the original founder of homeopathy, actually.
Right.
So, and he could read all these different languages, and that's how he discovered all these different manuscripts from Paracelsus and Hippocrates and all these old ancient ways of healing. Because he was a trained medical doctor, he was really curious about these things. And, you know, and one of the things actually that he discovered was at that time, the one thing that modern medicine was really good at curing was malaria. And they was really curious, like, why can, you know, what's this working? Like, what's making it work? And so he took it himself. He took, like, so it's Peruvian bark is what they were using to cure malaria. But that same remedy, he just actually took it. But if you take it in a crude substance, you actually will get symptoms. So,
oh, gosh, we gave himself malaria by testing. Yeah.
Exactly. He was actually getting the symptoms of malaria. And he thought, this is strange. I'm taking the medicine that's supposed to cure malaria, but I'm getting the symptoms.
Getting the symptoms. I mean, it's fascinating. And I think more of us are, you know, I mean, we're recording this in our COVID pandemic, looking as if we're going for wave 3, the Delta variant and all of that. And I think we're all getting more and more conscious about all these things that we're putting in ourselves. Most of us have just been vaccinated because, you know, we're not quite sure what they've put in us. But, you know, it just seems to be the path of least resistance if we want to go on holiday and have a normal life. But that we're suddenly realizing that we don't want all of these chemicals and all of that. You know, it's everything, as you say, I mean, everything is based on nature to start with. I mean, I find in all sorts of worlds that we live in, whether it's art, technology, it's all based on nature anyway. We're doing our utmost best to copy the most clever mechanism that exists, which is actually nature. So this rings a good bell. But I think lots of us are, you know, dubious. I remember before, you know, taking all these little tablets, what is that going to do, you know? But it works, right? How do you know it works? Tell me, have you tried it?
Oh, definitely. So that's actually how I came to be a homeopath, because my husband had actually, with his job, we were moved to the Middle East. And I had like a cystitis, and I went to the doctor, and of course the doctor prescribed some medication, and I went home and I took it, and I actually felt worse. And I'm supposed to feel better. So thankfully I listened to my body, and I didn't take it the next day, and I felt a little bit better. I mean, not better, it wasn't gone, but I at least didn't feel worse.
Right.
Day, of course, the hospital calls and says, oh, sorry, Mrs. Quist, we gave you the wrong medication. And I thought, oh my God, no wonder, thank goodness I listened. Law is a retired homeopath, and actually I was really dubious. I was really the anti I was one of those people that wants to go in and just give me something to take this away.
Yeah,
that's my whole attitude towards medicine at that time. But then of course my husband's like, just try one of these little homeopathic pills. I'm thinking, I need some real stuff, you know. So I took it, and I was really so amazed at just like almost instantly. You know, it was not like I had some chronic thing, but I just didn't feel well. And one small remedy, all I needed was one, and it just took it away.
You balanced your system, yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's amazing. What did you give me? And so, but it's not so easy. Like, one remedy is not going to fix all things. You know, it's really very unique based on your own experience, and based on, because we're all unique and we experience the same thing differently. You know, I'll give you a really good example, like migraines. You know, you could be diagnosed with migraine headaches, but your experience of it would be like, oh, it feels like I have like a ring around the top of my head. I can't, you know, work for 2 or 3 days. I can't come out of the house because it's just so heavy and so painful. know, but someone else might be also diagnosed with migraines, and their experience is like, I've got a pain on the back of my neck and it goes all the way down to my right eye and it just sits there and I'm incapacitated for like a week, you know, and I'm nauseous and blah, blah, blah. So I'm really interested as a homeopath, what your experience of it is. So I'm sorry, coming back to your question about have I experienced it? I definitely experienced it, but not just that. The reason I started to study it was because I wasn't allowed to work, obviously, in the Middle East. So I had to kind of find things. So I was really just looking for things to keep my time occupied. And I ran into Reiki at that time. And then I started learning a little bit about homeopathy at that time. But what I found was my son, because my mother-in-law had been treating him with homeopathy, that his immune system was stronger. And many of the women, the expat ladies, were like, oh, who's your doctor? Your son keeps, you know, he overcomes a cold. He still catches the cold, but he gets over it quite quickly. So they were wondering which doctor I was taking him to. And I said, well, actually, he doesn't go to the doctor. He goes to my mother-in-law, who's a homeopath. So I started lining people up for her, all the expats, right, into the Middle East and treat everybody. And I thought, okay, I should be doing this.
Yeah. A meaningful way, as you say at the beginning, to make people feel better, right? To solve different ailments. So what sorts of things do people come to you for?
So it varies, actually. Like my very first patient was actually a friend of mine who's actually, she had come, she thought, I've heard that homeopathy works. I don't know how it works, but she had endometriosis. And endometriosis.
What's that?
It's actually really, really painful periods because like,
okay,
extremely painful, and she had it since she started her period. And of course, it was like one of these things where, you know, like when you're 14, now you're in your 40s, and you're still, you just begin to think that this is
normal. Once a month. I mean, we're not talking about occasionally. I mean, once a month is a long time to be feeling that bad.
No, exactly. So it was really, really one of those things that that she got used to, you know, because we think, oh, this is normal. This is the way your period's supposed to be. But she was really out for a week. It was just so painful. So she came to me and said, is there anything that homeopathy could do for me? So, of course, I took her case and figured out what she was experiencing, basically. And although I'm still working with her, but the first remedy that she received, she actually was able to ride a bike after 10 years. She started doing yoga. And she started jogging. So all things, she had less pain. Now, it's not gone because, you know, some of these things that are chronic, it takes more time to get
past. Yeah, and to be honest, I would then be more, you know, dubious about it if it did go completely. I mean, but we're talking about alleviating a problem that she has, right? So that she can live, you know, as well as possible and feel as pain-free as possible.
And that's the whole aim of homeopathy, because we define, as homeopaths, we define health as like the ability to adapt freely and do what you need to do in the world. Like whether you're a dancer, you can dance without pain. Just if you just, you know, want to be a mother and, you know, have 10 kids, you could do that all.
So it's giving you freedom in your body and whatever that means to you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's actually a really good case because I'm still working with her and it has, you know, slowly improved. But these chronic conditions, they do take time. It's not like, you know, snap of the fingers, it'll go away. But it's the idea that you're gently, you know, rebalancing your body so that you do have less pain, so that you can do things without pain.
But so if I understand you well, so that the treatment itself, is that like in two steps? So I hear you say, so you took the case and you then first worked out what is she experiencing? As in, what is it? How does it feel to her? You know, like you said before, we all experience in different ways. We can call a migraine, but for me, a migraine might be something radically different than it is to the girl down the road. So first you define, okay, what are they experiencing? What does this mean to them? And then you go looking in nature for ingredients that will be similar to what she's experiencing in order to fight it. Right. So you need to also have an encyclopedic knowledge. I mean, you're making me think now of, you know, the old witches of long times past, where you would have all these Latin names and when these fungi coming out all over the place. I mean, is that more or less, are you a modern witch, Sandra?
No, I'm not a witch, thankfully. It's like my husband sometimes says, well, what do you have in that little pocket of yours? We have what's called the Materia Medica. And that is a collection of, over time, different homeopaths have contributed to these symptoms that we've developed. For example, pulsatilla is a remedy made out of a flower. And the type of person that needs this particular remedy is like, it's like the flower kind of flows, if you've ever seen it, kind of flows with the wind. And this person also is kind of going with whatever, you know, direction the wind is flowing at that. They can't really stand on their own 2 feet, but they're constantly having to adapt to change. It's also a really good hormonal remedy. So we have this really big, huge collection. I can show you one other time, but it's a really big Materia Medica. And it's got all of, you know, headache on the left side happening at 3 o'clock, for example, or, you know, go. So this is why I take the entire symptom picture. And then I have to do a little bit of research in our little Materia Medicas and find what this person is feeling and try to come up with, you know, the top 10, 15 remedies that I could try that could help this person. So then I would give them a remedy. They would go back home and try, you know, take the remedy, whatever, however I prescribed it. And some cases, actually, I mentioned that we want to do the minimum dose, but sometimes if someone is on medication, then we have to do like a low potency and daily, you know, because they're taking medication. And so we have to really look at everything carefully and work with the patient and so forth. But then we kind of watch to see what the body's doing. And sometimes it's a great remedy and they're like, oh, this is making me feel better. You know, and then sometimes they're like, well, it helped with this, but I'm still having this, you know. So,
it's each time dosing. It's each time but trying, as in real. It's not just guessing. It's based on the knowledge that you have. You start with one thing and then you fine tune it. But I mean, that idea just makes so much sense to me. First of all, that it's not one cure for all, because as you say, because I heard you say there as well, that it was also what type of person she was, you know, that she was the sort of person who went with the flow or moved with the strongest wind, let's say. So it's not just what they're experiencing, you know, the symptoms, how they're perceiving it, but it's also the sort of person that it is. So this is a very sort of holistic way of looking at illness. And I mean, I've always thought, you know, how possibly can one, you know, cure be the right one for all of us? Or it must be killing off things that we perhaps don't need to have killed off, you know, that one medication.
Yes, exactly. And you're right. We do have to also consider, it's like the whole, the mind-body connection thing. Because some, you know, talking about hormonal changes, for example, so when you have, you know, some women will experience hormonal changes in that way. They're kind of going slow. They can't stand on their own. Other women will they'll experience like really strong irritability, and they're just so angry, and they've got a lot of heat in the body, and you know, so that's another way of experiencing the change. But other women are like just trying to go and do everything, be superwoman, and you know, and so the personality comes into effect,
right, you
know, as well as the physical.
So all three are suffering from, let's say, the menopause and hormonal changes, but they're all three experiencing it in a totally different way and will hence need a totally different remedy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so that's actually what we're looking at. Like, you know, when we say, okay, so the challenging part about homeopathy is that so many people are disconnected. You know, like if I ask somebody sometimes, well, so when did the pain start and how does it feel? And, you know, is it throbbing? Or they're like, I don't know, it just hurts. And that's a little bit complicated, of course, because we're so disconnected sometimes from our bodies that we don't stop to recognize. And you just start to live with the pain. You just think it's normal. It's a part of my daily life.
Yeah, and I think probably you're fleeing it as well. So instead of giving it some thought and thinking, okay, you know, where am I feeling it? Is it indeed, is it an acute pain? Is it a throbbing, etc.? We don't want to know. We're trying to not think about it, you know, mind over matter, which makes it probably worse, because I do believe that apart from totally neurotic people, our bodies are telling us something. And, you know, often we don't have time and we don't want to listen and we push on doing, like you were saying before, and that our body, you know, at some point is going to say, well, look, you know, if you're not listening, I'm going to show you, right? I'm going to pull the plug, and hopefully it's a gentle wake-up call. And if not, then it might be a more serious wake-up call. So that at this, in this age group in particular, you know, if I'm talking about the 50 plus, by now we know whether we're more neurotic or less, but also learning to actually do take the signs seriously. I mean, I've always been a mind over matter person. You know, the less attention you give it, the less impact it's going to have. So I just bulldoze through everything. But I'm also thinking, you know, I have a very clever body here and I should listen to it, because, you know, we are at an age where things are changing, and maybe, you know, accumulated stresses of different sorts may come out in different ways. And if you catch it fast enough, you know, you can do something about it. And wouldn't I feel silly if at the end, you know, I realize something which is then no longer curable? So I suppose it is that fine line. But so what about the idea then that, you know, homeopathy takes a long time to work? That's not true then, if I hear you say that, for example, you took your, I mean, they're tablets, aren't they? Is it a hard form? Yeah.
They're small tablets, and sometimes they can come in liquid form, but generally they're tablets.
So it doesn't have to be this thing that you have to build up over 3 months.
No, actually, I mean, some of them can work immediately, especially in acute situations, you know, like an accident or something like that. There's some remedies that you would be surprised at how quickly they work. It doesn't have to be a slow, long process. It really just depends on where the person is. You know,
right.
If they have a thing, it's probably going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
If that's something that was just recent, you know, we could work with that. The energy is still really strong and vibrant, and we could actually work with that and try to overcome, you know, quicker and have quicker results. But it really truly depends on, if you let it grow for a long time, as you said, you know, eventually your body's going to be like, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah, I need this now. What you do is obviously there's the medicinal science side of it, okay? So you have your remedies from nature. But then at the same time, it's also very much, you know, psychological understanding. What is this person saying? What sort of a person is this? How is it manifesting for them? So is there a long sort of like intake session where people really explain live or online what they are feeling?
Yes, usually I send out a questionnaire ahead of time and just kind of get an idea of what I'm looking at when before I even meet with them. And it's funny because some people find this really also just like a little release to be able to tell somebody, oh, this is, you know, somebody's actually listening to them.
Exactly.
Oh, your shoulder pain hurts. Oh, well, oh, your knee hurts.
Yeah. I think at least half of those things is fear, isn't it? It's fear that we're missing signals, or fear that there's something horrible wrong with us and all of that. So at least having that feeling heard and downloading what we're saying probably also maybe helps us realize ourselves. Right now, okay, we're talking about 50 plus. So what things can homeopathy help us with?
So it can help lots of things. I'll tell you my experience with menopause. I think I was a bit naive. Sometimes you're just kind of going through life and you don't realize that you've hit that age already.
Yeah.
And starting to feel symptoms, or your body is changing and your periods are getting less or what have you. I didn't connect the dots. So we're driving back from Germany, and all of a sudden I had a hot flash, but I didn't know that it was a hot flash. I was just thinking, boy, it's really warm in here. And I turned up the AC and I started putting something cold on my face. But I only had that one hot flash. The thing that I had the most was irritability. Like, I found myself getting so annoyed at the smallest little thing. And I thought, okay, this is not
normal. What's going on? Yeah.
And my homeopath gave me a remedy. And all I really needed, thankfully, was just one. But there are some people who actually, like, I had a woman who came, and she was in her late 60s, almost reaching 70. And she actually had been living with menopausal symptoms since her 40s. And she had been like, she gets up in the middle of the night, you know, having to change the clothes because she's just having so many hot flashes that it's really, really intense. And she, well, you know, I'm taking the intake, and she came because, and I'm asking her all these questions, and all of a sudden, you know, so I'm like, how did you go through menopause? She's like, oh God, that was horrible. I used to have a hot flash every hour, and da, da, da. And now I just have it at nighttime, and I have to, you know, change the sheets a couple of times. I'm thinking that's not normal either. In the end, I wasn't able to help her with her knee, but I did help her with the hot flashes. They did get better, and they, you know, she didn't have to get up in the middle of the night anymore. So that's one example of how, you know, we learn to kind of accept that this is normal,
yeah,
and then in a way, but yeah, actually, you know, it's not normal.
And there was something then quite straightforward that she could do. I mean, I know all about those night things. I mean, it's horrible. I end up swimming, you know, I feel uncomfortable in my own bed. Yeah. And it is for all of us all very different. And as you say, it can last a long period of time. And if taking something which doesn't have any horrible side effects or filling our bodies with chemicals again can help us even somewhat, you know, I mean, does it also help? I mean, or am I being a bit naive here with the idea, okay, we're saying, you know, nature-based, you know, things like herbal teas, or is that, not
enough. Yeah, it will also help, you know, different, I'm not an herbalist, but there are definitely a lot of teas that are really good for, you know, like menstrual cramps and things like that. But if you have something really, you know, like when you're experiencing it because of a hormonal change, or because you're actually just, you know, had a baby or whatever, and your body's readjusting, those kinds of things, you really do need to see an actual homeopath to actually
Right. Yeah. No, of course. Okay. So if you have three tips for us, you know, if we're talking about, it's hard because of course you cover so many different things. And as you say, everybody is different, you know, and I mean, I would definitely encourage, and I think I'm probably going to trot along myself for my night sweats and see what you can do for me, because I'm also curious. I'd really like to know how this works and feel I owe it to myself to try and, you know, live, as you say, be in the happiest condition. Because if you're up three times a night, you know, you might not sleep as well, and you might be then more irritable and have less energy the next day. So what three then tips could you share with such a general audience?
So I thought maybe one of the famous remedies that most people know, but they don't realize it's homeopathy, is arnica. I'm sure maybe you've heard of arnica. It's actually one of the best remedies for like muscle aches and pains, but it's really also like for any time the body experiences a sort of shock. So like a fall or an accident or an emotional shock or something, you know, any sort of thing. So even if you have like surgery, because that's a sort of shock, you know, the body is actually being cut. It's, you know, shocking for the person to experience a surgery. So that really, taking arnica for surgery or a tooth extraction, that's also a sort of a shock. You could use arnica, you know, daily until you feel a little bit better, like maybe 2 or 3 days. And then you can actually help speed up the process.
Okay, but so when you say to use arnica, can you go and buy it like that somewhere in a tablet form or a powder form in the normal, you know, over-the-counter drugstore sort of thing?
Yes, so that one is available at the Holland and Barrett, I believe, in the Atos. I think Atos keeps it behind.
Right. Okay, well. So arnica for all shocks then. So even emotional, that's interesting. I mean, in France, indeed, they use arnica a lot, you know, in a cream form, on bruises, on any pain of that sort. But I hadn't actually thought of the idea, of course, when you take it inside, then it does also, it can help shocks on the inside. Okay, arnica, what others?
So the other one I was thinking is gelsimium, because that's it's also made from a flower. These two are both flower remedies that I'm talking about. So gelsimium is a remedy that you can take like for the common cold.
Gelsimium, is that with a J or a G?
A G. And it's like a common cold, like the general like aches and pains in the body. And usually some people have aches and pains in the back or the back of the legs. It's kind of a slow progression that you're slowly getting some, you know, general flu symptoms, and you feel it coming on. And sometimes you even have a headache with this. And there are a lot of cold remedies. So if you have these, you know, the kind of heaviness in the head.
Right, stuffiness.
Yeah, then that's a really good remedy to try, and that's available also over there. But then I was also thinking rescue remedy, and that's, I'm sure probably everybody has seen this at the Holland and Barrett. It's in a little yellow bottle, and it's a really great remedy just to have for a lot of just anxiety kind of things. So like,
that sounds good.
You're flying, for example, some people could just take a little spray and then they get a little bit more calm. The little spray, it also comes in little pills. It's at Holland and Barrett. They have it in two different formats. I think I saw recently that it's like something you could even rub on your temples or something. But initially it was like a spray. You just spray it into the tongue.
So what's it
called? Rescue Remedy.
Oh, it's literally called Rescue Remedy. I thought this was your title for it. Rescue Remedy. Okay. Because, I mean, lots of my listeners are not actually in the Netherlands. But, I mean, I dare say that this would be. And so what's in it?
So it's a combination of five flower essences.
Five flower essences. Okay.
Like alcohol and water. And so it's truly just because Dr. Bach had actually discovered the Bach remedies. And so you can actually get there's a whole collection of Bach remedies.
Well, this is the Bach remedies. I've heard that actually. I've never really actually dared ask anybody what it was, but I actually heard about Bach remedies through somebody else, but I wasn't quite sure, you know, what it was. Cause it's Bach, like the composer, right? B-A-C-H. Yeah.
Exactly. And so you could use those. They're mostly for the emotions. So there's some in there for fear, and there's some in there for grief, you know, and just other, like, for people who feel like they lost their way. So there's, like, different floral essences that you can try to use those, like, you know, a few drops in the mouth each day. But the Bach, the rescue remedy, that's the most popular because it's, like, more of, like, it's a combination remedy for one thing, but it also helps with the anxiety. So it became popular in the U.S. at one point because the movie stars used to use it before they went on the red carpet just to kind of calm their nerves.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to, you know, when you are about to take an exam or a big, you know, business.
Sounds like a really good one. Can younger people take it? So, I mean, I'm not talking about children, but let's say, you know, teenagers. I love the idea. I think I'm going to go and get some before I go on holiday. Not that I'm anxious about spending 2 weeks with my three children, but you know, sometimes when we're not used to that amount of noise and excitement anymore, it can be a bit of a challenge. So that sounds like a very good one to have, right? I mean, we do need to finish off, which is a shame, but I would like to have you back very much one day to talk about Reiki as well, if that's possible, Sandra, because that's also one of those where we hear about it and have a vague notion of what it is. But before we go, I do want to know, so do you also offer online consultations or is it only face-to-face?
No, that I was really grateful during the COVID actually for that. We could do Zoom sessions and then I could just put the remedy in the mail.
Right. So basically any of my listeners anywhere could contact you if they would like to know more about if you could help them in some way. So the information will obviously be in written format, but do you have an easy to remember website or something where somebody could find you?
It's my name. It's Sandra Delgado Quist.
Sandra, thank you very much for this, because I certainly feel I've got a much better idea of what homeopathy is. And it also makes total sense what you're saying. So I'm definitely going to look into it and I shall be trotting along after the holidays to see what you can do about stopping me from swimming around in my bed at night. Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Right. For the rest of you out there, I hope that like me, you feel that quite a strong light has been cast on what exactly homeopathy is and has made you curious to how we can help ourselves and maybe our loved ones in a natural way, targeting exactly what needs to be targeted and not in a one cure solves all approach. So give some thought to today. What have you learned? What will you change and when will you change it or what will you look into? And I wish you all a lot of health. Take care and see you next week. Bye.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.